2131.
WABF, good morning, 822 and 67 degrees. You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome Elizabeth Gable Wilson into the studio this morning. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning.
And you have become famous after the Monday night Fairhope City Council meeting. That's where I saw you do a presentation to the city council and said, I got to have her on the radio. Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me out.
You have almost single-handedly are the reason there's going to be a special referendum in February concerning zoning in the county. Just start from the beginning.
Okay, yeah. So, in the beginning, we found out they're going to do a development on our street, a street where we have lived our whole lives, our neighbors have lived our whole lives. They're going to come in and put this 150-unit apartment complex.
Was that Lawrence Road?
The Lawrence Road.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, this is crazy. But it's important to note, this was preliminary, exploratory conversation we had with the developer. Nothing has been submitted at this point. Nothing is set in stone. They're just exploring the option of building this apartment. Well, I said, we don't want this. What can we do to stop it? So I was told by the county and by the city, to stop it, we needed to implement zoning. So I was like, what's zoning? How do you do that? I literally typed one email to Baldwin County Planning and Zoning and said, how do I do zoning? And they sent me a link with like the official 10 steps of how to be zoned. And I emailed them back and said, how do we do step one? So that's kind of how we started with the zoning. And it was, we made a map. And then it was ratified. It was officially zoned. We were not zoned, but the process was officially started.
Yes.
On November 2nd, which was just 2 weeks after, or less than 2 weeks after, I had sent that very first email. So it all happened very quickly.
And one of the steps was to circulate a petition to have enough residents in the area agree. And you're calling it District 37.
Yeah, District 37. And that's actually step two. So
okay,
the approval process to become zoned, and that's important. That November 2nd is a critical date. So the second step was, from that November 2nd date, whether we succeeded or whether we failed, as far as getting the signatures and getting a vote, zoning was official. We are locked in. Whether the vote fails or passes, if the vote fails, we cannot be rezoned for 2 years. And that was effective from November 2nd. But anyway, so let's get back to the good part, the signatures. So in order to get to a vote, we had to get 10% of the signatures, and that was 237 signatures. It's 10% of the registered voters. We got 450 signatures in the first 10 days. By law, we had 120 days to get that done. It was incredible. I couldn't have done it by myself.
The sentiment was very high to do something.
Yeah. We had a great team of people. We went door to door to several neighborhoods. I used the power of social media, and we got it done quickly, and were able to get... So once we got the signatures, it was submitted to the county, and then they could certify the vote, which is coming up on February 15th.
The Courier has a note of February 14th, but they're talking about two different districts, are they or not?
I misspoke at the council meeting.
Okay.
It is Tuesday.
Okay.
Tuesday, February 15th, because Valentine's Day is the 14th.
I see. Okay.
So it's on Tuesday. I misspoke.
That's okay. You and your neighbors are single-handedly responsible for this vote. What will it do? Something that I found interesting in your presentation to the city council is you said people didn't really know what zoning really meant, and when they found out, they were ready to come on board.
Right, exactly. For years, we've always voted no for zoning because we don't want the county telling us what to do. We don't, quite frankly, want the city telling us what to do. We live, by all means, in the country.
Right.
We live outside of city limits. We didn't understand that that also meant that developers could do whatever they wanted. 20 years ago, we never would have imagined who wants to build apartments on Lawrence Road.
Right.
Who wants to do that? Nobody.
Out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. Well, apparently they do. And what we learned is that zoning can protect us from that. And it will protect us from that.
And then the limitations placed on your property aren't that bad. It's not like you. It's not like an HOA. You can't have a boat in your yard.
Exactly.
Or anything
it
like
is
that.
Not an HOA by any means. So zoning regulates land use and land density. So density would be how many homes per acre. Which, if you're on a single family home, there's one house, no matter how many or how few acres you have, so that doesn't matter. But when you're talking about the subdivisions and the 10,000 square foot lots versus the quarter acre lots versus the 1 acre lots, so zoning is going to affect land density. And then secondly, land use. Is it used for single family residential? Is it used for business? What class of business? And once again, it all comes back to that density and land use. So most people are going to be unaffected. They're just going to be unaffected. It's going to have maybe like a setback. If you wanted to put a barn in your yard, you can't put it directly on the property line. It has to be 5 foot off the property line. Any person is going to do that anyways. You need to get your lawnmower between the two to cut the grass. So it's very minimal side effects and only positives for being zoned.
And you found out at the meeting, though, that the ordinance that they were discussing and then unanimously passed, the Lawrence Road apartment complex would not be affected because it was already in motion, right?
Right. So then that leads to the question, when does the motion start? When did they submit their application? Their application was not officially submitted until the morning of that council meeting.
Before the vote.
Before the vote. But after the zoning. Zoning was initiated on November the 2nd. So whether we voted on zoning or not is irrelevant because the process has already been started.
I see.
The developers were well aware of our intent to zone when they submitted their packet. Because like I said, everything prior to that was exploratory. So at what point does the city decide that the application's been submitted?
Is that why Councilman Corey Martin amended it to say pre-application?
Yes, ma'am.
But what does pre-application
exactly
mean?
Exactly.
That could be, hey, wait, I think I might want to build an apartment.
Here's my notebook. Write down my address. You know, Mark Gable owns the farm. He could just take a piece of notebook paper and say, I want to develop my farm, and hand that notebook paper to city council, and that would count as his submittal. Does it take him, is there a timeline? How many months does he have to submit his, you know, engineer plans, this, that, and the other? What are the guidelines? Are there guidelines?
Where are you going to go to get answers to your questions? Is a lawyer going to need to get involved, it sounds like?
Yeah. There are some people on my team that are smarter than me.
I don't know about that.
And they are definitely working with the correct people to find the answers to these questions. But I was absolutely shocked. I was speechless after the Fairhope City Council meeting.
When they purposely said, you are aware this will not affect the apartments.
Right. Because then that opens a whole other issue. Fairhope's ETJ. They love to talk about their terrestrial jurisdiction out of city limits.
I say that all the time. It's extraterritorial. And I say terrestrial every time.
Yeah.
That's we're so just, cute. The 3 miles, which is eventually going to be reduced.
It's three miles. Okay.
And state legislative action is going to reduce that eventually.
Which I've
attempted
to read. It is very complicated.
Right, right.
But from my understanding is the SB 107 is designed to protect citizens such as myself from the city's overreaching powers.
Right.
We're not in city limits. We do not wish to be in city limits. So the fact that we're in this ETJ area and that the city is trying to tell us like what to do and what not to do, we have no voice. We have no representation. We are not on the city council. We do not get to elect the mayor. But yet they can tell us that we are going to just have this huge apartment complex come in. So let me get back to the good stuff. Comprehensive plan. The Fairhope's doing their big comprehensive plan. In no prior comprehensive plan has a large apartments, or what do they call it, the high density. They're
multiple occupancy units.
They're allocated to certain areas of the city. And in no previous comprehensive plan do any of those plans include to have multiple occupancy projects outside in these areas. There's another one on Bishop and Dyer Road across from the Auburn Extension office. Or the extension fields. There's another project. It's called the Skyline Project. It's the same developer as Lawrence Road, and it's on the same timeline. So they're kind of sister projects. That one hasn't been getting as much attention, but I care just as passionately about that one. And it's the same scenario where they're trying, the same developer is putting 120 townhomes in this very small like area that's outside of city limits. It's in my zoning district. The citizens do not want it there, and it does not fit the comprehensive plan. So, there's so many reasons for this apartment complex to not go through. Everyone keeps talking about the comprehensive plan. The apartments do not fit the comprehensive plan. Under the new SB 107, the goal of SB 107 was for the city limits to be withheld inside of the city limits. The mayor keeps talking about this 1.5 mile mess. That is literally something the city made up.
No. That's part of SB 107, my understanding, to reduce the ETJ from 3 miles to 1.5.
But they could also reduce it all the way back.
I see.
They have the option to pull the ETJ to where there is no ETJ. We could still have police protection up to 1.5 miles, but they can pull their planning jurisdiction all the way back to into the city limit line if they wanted to. They are choosing not to. And we want them to choose to do that.
I see.
That was what my emails to the mayor was about, was we would like for you to only be with inside your city limits. Let us zone. Let us and the county deal with everything outside of there. For law enforcement reasons, it makes sense to have, and we love the Fairhope Police Department. Under SB 107, they can still be...
Right. And what about people saying, yeah, but isn't that kind of like having your cake and eating it too?
Right. I mean, if the county wants to put a satellite office for the sheriffs out here, they're more than welcome to. I don't know if that's on the
list. County, not city, though.
Right. And that's where it gets way above my pay grade. But I do know, talking to like Matthew Brown and some of the others at the county, that the city of Fairhope is allowed to pull their ETJ back to only inside the city limits. This 1.5 miles outside of the limits is something that they're allowed to do, so they're trying to take that next step. Mm-hmm. But it's not mandated in SB 107.
How far out is Lawrence Road?
Well, it depends.
Your district, 37.
It depends on where you put the city limits.
Now, in existence with the current 3 mile ETJ.
I think that the north, what side is that? Like the Walmart side of Lawrence Road. So that's the west side. The west side of Lawrence Road would be in the ETJ, but the east side of Lawrence Road would not be.
Where the apartments
are on the
proposed.
East side.
Wow. You've got a dilemma. So what is the next step? You said you've got some team members looking into the legality.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So the next step in what I'm focusing on is this vote. We have to get this vote done on February 14th to get the zoning. Because regardless of the Lawrence Road project, this is just the first of many.
Yes.
And it's actually not even the first. I mean, there's a couple that slipped through before I was notified, before I was aware of this mm-hmm. development boom on the east side of Fairhope. So we have to get zoning passed in order to make sure that this is the last time.
And didn't you or this effort spark another district too, you mentioned?
District 8 is the first one that got started. She's actually my true inspiration for this. That's Clarice Hall with
okay.
District 8. That's kind of the Twin Beach Road corridor. It's on the south side of Fairhope. She started this summer collecting her signatures.
Are they going to vote on the same day?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Very interesting.
So we did our process so quickly. There was so much enthusiasm. We were able to catch up to her. And we'll both be voting on that February 15th.
So the legal question is, in your opinion, and what your understanding, November 2nd, the day you filed your intent for the zoning situation, would preclude the intent of or the application of the apartments?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And that's the million-dollar question.
Yes, ma'am. They asked, from my understanding, they asked exploratory questions to the city about sewage. They cannot be annexed based off where they are. So the Lawrence Road apartments will never be annexed.
In that part of the Barnwell Historic Landmark District, too? Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So they can never be annexed. So they did exploratory questions about utilities and sewer. That was all that was established, was just exploratory. If we build this, can we tie into your sewer?
Haven't I seen a picture of it, though? Didn't they?
Yeah, I mean, they drew plans, but those are preliminary plans. Take the Skyline Project, which is the Bishop Road and Dyer. They have redrawn those plans like 5 times. For one reason or another, they were too ugly, they were too dense, they were, because they were trying to petition to be annexed. So they've kind of been dealing. Okay. And people, that brings me to my other thing. Councilman Corey said these developers have spent a lot of money developing these plans and having these engineers. What about our money we've spent? The property value on Lawrence Road is upwards of $17 million. And people have invested their livelihoods into this. Years. So to say that the developers spent money drawing up engineer plans is crazy. Because we have spent a lifetime. We have over $17 million in property value on Lawrence Road, on just the section of Lawrence Road directly impacted by this. And we got that calculation by basically someone spent a lot of time adding up each person's property value and came up with the $17 million number.
Right.
So I would beg for them to discuss with me how the developer's money is more important than our money.
Very good point. Another question. How many acres is this preliminary apartment complex would be located on? And who sold out to the developer?
Well,
50 lashes with the wet noodle.
Exactly. So that land has been owned since the 1930s by Herman and Selma Clay. And anyway, so they own the land since the 1930s. They've passed away, and their family sold it to a gentleman who actually lives on Lawrence Road. He owned the land for 6 years. He was a great steward of the land. He put up a very nice fence. He leased it to a farmer, and he sold it as an investment. He was under the impression, from what I gather, that who he sold it to was going to put 4 or 5 nice-sized houses on 5 or 6 acre lots. But they did not put any deed restrictions, which is what we're learning is the magic word. If you're going to sell a large amount of land, it has to have deed restrictions, especially if it's an unzoned county. So the developer did a bait and switch, kind of, from his understanding.
Kind of like the Green Nursery property on 98 on Green Hill Road. Remember, they spent no telling how much money and no telling how much time convincing the city to change the zoning and all these wonderful things were going to happen. And then they sold out to put in a 5,000 square foot or 50,000 square foot senior home.
Wow. Yeah. And that's where deed restrictions are going to be so important and so critical coming up. And here's my other point. Everyone keeps saying the developer. Who's the developer? Why are they so silent on all this? I'll tell you who he is. He's Nathan Cox of 68 Ventures. He lives in Daphne. The owner of his sub-company, the TerraCore Development, goes to Three Circle Church. Nathan Cox's chief of staff, Drew Dolan, is from Fairhope. He went to Fairhope High School. They went to the elementary schools here. They're my age. Where are they? Why aren't they on your radio station? Why aren't they at city council? Why aren't they talking to us?
Because it would be very awkward and could mess up their plan to make a lot of money. And at what point do we say how much money is worth this sacrifice? Yet the other side is it's my land. I can do what I want with it. It's a catch-22, isn't it?
Except where this property is, it sits on not so much a hill. It's a slow slope. So it's kind of in the middle of this slow slope. So the property directly to the south and directly to the east are downstream, just so slightly. So when this development comes in and they put in this big retention pond that's going to hold the water runoff, there's only 2 places for this water to go. And that is south into that lady's property and east into that man's property.
Or the retention pond.
Except the retention pond is going to be full of water. It is going to be a look pretty pond. Because as long as it has water in it, they get to count it towards their green space. Whenever you build a development, you have to have 25% of the property has to be green space. The other 75% can be sidewalks and buildings and parking lots.
Algae water can be green space.
Right. They're going to put a pretty little fountain in it. And, oh, and even better, it's concrete lined. How is the water ever going to soak into the earth if you're lining this pond with concrete? That's what they do. He assured me, the engineer, SE Civil, assured me that there would be no groundwater contamination because their water retention pond was going to be concrete lined. I'm sure there's some engineering explanation to this, but common sense would tell you if it's concrete lined, the water will never absorb into the ground. The point of the retention pond is not to collect, it is to collect rainwater, but it is to push it out the backside.
Diffuse it, yeah.
It's to push it out the backside onto that gentleman's property, and he is going to be washed away. At this point, he has this slow slope looking over the field into the sunset. When the development is done, he's going to have a 40-foot wall. They're going to have to build a dam between his property and that retention pond. So you can tell me it's the developer's property, they get to do what they want, but at what right? Because they're destroying those two neighbor properties, particularly Mr. Meredix.
So what's the next step? Wait for your legal team or our advisors to see how to proceed, and then just remind everybody to go vote on February 15th.
Yes, ma'am. To make a lot of noise. That's my goal. But yeah, we need to let people be aware of what's going on. We need to get the lawyers involved, the city lawyers talking to our lawyers. We need to figure out what day did they submit versus this zoning. And then we have to get out and vote and pass the zoning. Then once the zoning passes, that's when we get to go plot by plot and we get to make the district provisions. And that's when the fun really starts.
Sometimes when there's enough public outcry, a developer will back off, like the boutique hotel downtown or some other projects you've heard about. Perhaps making enough noise, as you are, would do that.
Yeah, I'd love for Nathan Cox to sit down and talk to me, or even the Lowry gentleman who owns this TerraCore development. Sit down and talk to us. Like, I don't think they're scared. These men are not scared. They were Marines. They played Alabama football. They are not scared of a little bit of town uproar. But I'm going to do my best because I'm not against development. I'm not against these apartments. People need a place to live. But the land that they are trying to develop on is not suitable for the reasons I mentioned of the water flow, the stormwater runoff. Take emotions out of it and rely only on science. It doesn't work.
Okay. So if there's anyone listening that would like to get involved, you want more involvement,
yeah,
what should people do? I understand you have a Facebook page.
I do. It's a Proposed Planning District 37.
Proposed Planning District 37. So everybody that's interested needs to like that page. And then do you want to, they can contact you there, I suppose.
Yeah, they can definitely contact me there. If you want to find me personally on Facebook, I am on there. But probably the best way would just be to go straight to that Proposed Planning District 37.
Have you thought of or considered asking the council to amend the ordinance that they amended? To go back to no pre-application, because that caught me as curious too as I watched the meeting.
It should have been a freeze.
What is pre-application?
It should have been an immediate freeze. You know, it should have been an immediate freeze.
Well, you can't, for the ones that have spent millions and they're already, like
the
you
ones,
said.
There's applications that have already been approved. There's applications that the Fairhope Planning Commission has reviewed, they have voted, and they have approved. Those should be allowed to pass. But the ones that have submitted and not been reviewed and not been approved should be put on hold. The developers are not rushed. These are long-term investments. They're not going to be upset about a year.
You know, it's interesting because Mayor Sherry Sullivan did say that our planning department has been reactionary, and we need to stop and be proaction. Mm-hmm. This would be a perfect example of how to do that.
Exactly.
Don't let the developers run the show just because they have a preliminary plan.
Exactly.
Without having any approval yet.
Exactly. They have had no approvals yet. The ones who have been approved, that's fine. I understand that there's several in motion. Like she said, they've been approved upwards of 2 years ago and the developments haven't started yet. That's fine. They've went through the process. But the ones that have not been reviewed and not been approved should be
put on hold in the moratorium.
And let's use a little bit of common sense. Mm-hmm. Just because they submitted at 9 a.m. and you voted at 6 p.m., I mean, like, who runs the city? Who runs the city? Is it the mayor and the city council, or is it the developers?
I think that's a good note to wrap up our interview on, seeing as we're just about out of time. Elizabeth Gable Wilson. Once again, the Facebook page is Proposed Planning District 37. And I just want to say one more thing. If I'd talked to you, before I talked to the council and the mayor, I would have asked some different questions, because now you're making me wonder about that preliminary verbiage that amended.
Won't they
the
be on
ordinance
here next Monday and Tuesday?
Let's see. Well, normally I have council on the second and fourth Monday and the mayor on the second and fourth Tuesday, but you can listen to them anytime on the website. However, they've moved their council meeting next week to the 22nd because of after Christmas holidays. The mayor will be here on the 23rd. So we'll ask about that then, and I'm sure she will also listen to your interview. You did compliment her for giving you some advice and helping you with this process in the council meeting.
I thanked her for inspiring
me. Yes, okay, good, good.
In the very beginning, there was a news clip of us talking about trying to stop the Lawrence Road project, and it cut to a clip of her saying, if they don't want development, then they need to get zoned. And I said, that's a great idea, Miss Mayor.
That's where it happened. I'm impressed with your gusto and your fire and your passion, and it does me good. And I think the general community, when we see what one person, one grassroots effort can start and make a difference in the world.
Thank you. I'm just a normal, everyday Fairhopean. I'm learning as I go,
well,
and I'm learning a lot, and I'm learning real fast.
You're doing a great job.
Thank you
so much. Elizabeth Gable Wilson. Once again, Proposed Planning District 37 on Facebook. It is 849 and 68 degrees. WABF, good morning.